Last week, the Petersburg Community Foundation gathered to distribute its first 5 grants to local nonprofit groups. Dan Sullivan was there to receive a grant on behalf of the community school.
We applied for a grant to purchase a sound system to use with our guitar program, our 4th and 5th grade guitar program. Pat was talking about seeing kids perform at the early childhood fair, and one of the reasons why that was successful both for the kids and for adults is because we had a sound system that we borrowed from the Chamber of Commerce. And performance is greatly enhanced when you can hear voices, when you can hear instruments. And we've already done a ton of performing, and we would like to do even more. And so this portable sound system will allow us to go out and do library performances. We go to long-term care. Just gives us a whole bunch of options, and it will be used extensively. So thank you very much. We really appreciate it. It would be a great asset for our program.
Petersburg City Schools took home $1,300, while WAVE, or Women's Aid in Violent Emergencies, received $700, and the Humane Society $500. Narrows Broadcasting took home $1,000. Tom Abbott, the general manager of KFSK, accepted the grant for Narrows Broadcasting.
The grant proposal that we had was for 50% of the cost of a laptop and software and installation for remote reporting and covering public meetings, and also allow it to have dock station within the state, within the radio studios itself, so it's a pretty versatile machine, as we have coverage of all kinds of different public events, whether it's schools, city business, fisheries, whatever public event is happening where we have a reporter, or a need for a live broadcast of an event that's going out to the community at large on air immediately.
Cindy Lagadakis, the chair of the Community Foundation, accepted money on behalf of Compass Theater.
The final grant, the representative, Dave Brew, could not be here today, but it was for Compass Theater, and it was to buy a DVD projection system that can be used both by the community and also for the school. So it will have an educational and an entertainment purpose, and it will expand their opportunities for being able to present different kinds of materials. So we were really excited to be able to help facilitate that.
Lagadakis also encouraged residents interested in donating not to wait, since the Rasmussen Foundation is providing a 2-for-1 match for any donations to the endowment fund. In Petersburg, I'm Alex Hans.